She's a wonder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 N.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
That time of year when the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville, Louisiana, the church where God blesses its people, Senior Pastor, the Reverend Joseph L. Garth, share those bountiful blessings with the community and friends and surrounding areas as part of its Family and Friends Day. On Saturday, May the 21st, 2016, the family picnic kicks off at 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. There's going to be boiled crawfish, fried catfish, hamburgers, hot dogs, and also a health wellness fair and free games galore. 7 p.m. to end the day of togetherness and fellowship at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. This year, as a special treat for you, music lovers young and old, the award-winning none other than Mother Mossy Burks and the Mississippi Mass Choir of Jackson, Mississippi, singing those old-time favorites, burden-releasing, soul-uplifting songs. Your grace and mercy. They got the word. Jesus paid it all. Jesus can work it out, and many, many others, too numerous to mention. You'll be blessed in your soul and spirit. This is going to be a highly favored event. It's going to feel like heaven on earth in the sanctuary. Tickets available at the Pleasant Hill Church, 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Phone 337-238-1779. Distinguished Ladies and Gentlemen's Barbershop, 337-401-4452. In Leesville and KAYT-FM radio station, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 at 318-484-2500. Tickets online may be purchased at www.eventbrite.com. That's www.eventbrite.com. This promises to be a day of glorious fellowship and a hallelujah good time.
See and do it. Gotta keep on running. I got a story to tell. Gotta tell somebody about King Jesus.
In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, there is a word from the Lord. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. We will commence reading at the third verse. And culminate at the seventh verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 through 7. And there you will find these words. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, ushers. Amen. First and Second Timothy are letters that were written by the Apostle Paul to encourage his young protege, Pastor Timothy. Paul writes this letter to encourage young Pastor Timothy, who is trying to provide pastoral leadership to a group of people who love Jesus but are having a difficult time developing lifestyles that reflect the love they profess for Christ. Like every growing Christian, they are feeling the pull from the lives that they have been called out of. And part of Timothy's pastoral pressure in the text stems from the trouble they have, first of all, in accepting his youth, and then secondly, from the trouble they have trying to give up the lives they lived before they met Jesus. Paul knew what this young pastor, his protege, was going through, and so he wrote this letter to encourage Timothy. In chapter 1, Paul sought to encourage Timothy with four distinct encouragements. In verses 1 and 2, what Paul is seeking to do is to encourage Timothy by letting him know how loved he is. Paul extends grace and mercy and peace to Timothy and then speaks of his significance to him personally as well as to the ministry. It's all wrapped up in the greeting where Paul says to Timothy, "My dearly beloved son." It had to be encouraging to this young pastor to be valued by someone who was so powerful in the faith and so respected spiritually as was the Apostle Paul. But not only was the Apostle Paul trying to encourage Timothy by reminding him of the love that he had for him, but Paul was also seeking to encourage Timothy by letting him know that he, Paul, was praying for Timothy. That's verses 3 and 4. The great Apostle Paul, who knew better than anyone else what Timothy had to be feeling in ministry, said that he prayed to the Lord about him, for him, as well as with him. He said, "I pray for you without ceasing, both night and day." And that had to be encouraging to Timothy to know that someone of such high spiritual respect was praying for him. And y'all, I don't care how spiritual you are, one of the things that you ought to be grateful for this day is that there is someone who is praying for you. Do I have a witness today? The Apostle Paul wanted Timothy to know, number one, how much love he had for him. He wanted Timothy to know, secondly, that he was praying for him. But then thirdly, in verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul wanted him to know that God had gifted him, and that God's gift to him was the call to ministry. Not his choice, but God's call. When the Apostle Paul discerned the reality of God's call on the life of Timothy, Timothy was anointed and ordained by the apostle's own hand. But then the fourth encouragement, and where I want to sermonically hang my hat this morning, is found in verse number 5, where the Apostle Paul sought to encourage Timothy by telling him of the confidence he had in him. And his confidence in Timothy was not
because of or based upon his ministry ability or his preaching prowess. But Paul states why he's so confident in young Pastor Timothy. Paul says in the King James Version that it's because of his unfeigned faith. The New International Version says it's because of his sincere faith. Paul senses the confidence and faith that this young pastor has in God, and he knows that that is what makes his preaching so strong and his leadership so secure. And Paul sees this. Paul sees that Timothy really does believe what he preaches. Paul sees that Timothy really does believe that God can do what God says he can do. Paul sees that Timothy really does believe that God will transform the lives of the people that he's seeking to give pastoral leadership to. But then Paul connects Timothy's faith to the women who helped nurture and mature that faith in him. And that gives Paul confidence that this young preacher, teacher, leader is the right man for the job. That despite his youth, despite the pressures, struggles, opposition, and challenges, Paul is convinced that Timothy will be exactly who God wants him to be, and he will lead and serve in such a way that the kingdom of God will be expanded and greatly impacted in the earth. Paul says to him, "I am reminded of your sincere faith." But Paul says, "I cannot celebrate the faith that is in you without confessing and recognizing that it was first nurtured and developed in you by your mother and her mother. Faith started in your grandmother, Lois." And interestingly enough, Paul's mention of Timothy's grandmother is reminiscent of the retelling methodology of the Old Testament Israelites, who, when they retold their stories, they always started their stories by speaking of the lineage where faith first showed up. You Bible readers know that they always introduce themselves by saying, "I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." They trace their genealogy all the way back to Abraham, because for them, that's where faith got its start, with Abraham. And Paul mentions in this text Timothy's grandmother, Lois, to suggest to us that Lois was the first in the family, male or female, to be converted to life as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know why that didn't move you. That didn't move you because today in 2016, we live in a more gender-neutral society than they did in biblical times. Amen. So the fact that Paul mentions Timothy's grandmother Lois as the one who started faith in his family, that means absolutely nothing to us today. But my brothers and sisters, in the heavily patriarchal society, in the male-dominated culture of biblical time, women were not seen as nor treated as equal to men. As a matter of fact, in biblical time past, women were seen as the open avenue or the gateway to sin and temptation, i.e., Eve in the Garden of Eden. So for Lois to stand above gender suppression and to confess Christ as her Savior, it meant that she had bold faith. Tell your neighbor she had some kind of faith. Amen. It means that her faith was so bold that it impressed the Apostle Paul. Paul was so impressed by the faith of this woman, this grandmother, that he now makes the connection and concludes that her faith was so powerful, so bold, and so impactful that it has influenced her grandson, who is two generations after her. Two generations later, her faith has influenced how her grandson now walks out his faith. Is there anybody here today who's living, amen, based upon the faith of a grandmother, based upon the faith of a mama who instilled in you that it's better to walk with the Lord than to walk with the world? Is there anybody in here that can thank God for faithful grandmothers and mothers? You've got to see what big deal this was. Let me try and paint the picture. You see, Lois lived in a time that was so prejudiced and chauvinistic towards women that even the Apostle Paul's view of women had to evolve over time in matters that relates to the Spirit. So for Lois to now be mentioned in sacred scripture is significant, it's strong, and it's powerful. For Lois to be mentioned in the text means that the Apostle Paul recognized that her faith was developed when it was not convenient. For Paul to recognize her in this text means that her faith was so bold that her faith stood when it was all by itself. For him to recognize it, it means that her faith believed what no one else at the time believed. And then Grandmama Lois turned around and deposited spiritually into her daughter Eunice. So much so that Eunice grew in the faith and Timothy was the byproduct. And the seed of faith was so planted and nurtured in Timothy that he became the leader of this developing young church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grandmother Lois exhibited and deposited strong faith in her daughter Eunice, and Eunice exhibited and deposited strong faith in Timothy, and Timothy became the leader of the young church of Jesus Christ. I wish I could get somebody up in here today who could testify, Pastor, I wouldn't have made it through some stuff in my life. I wouldn't have made it through some heartaches and some hard times and some depressions and some oppressions if my mother or my father or my grandmother or my grandfather hadn't instilled in me how important faith is. Now, as I was studying this, at this point, I began wondering, what's up with the daddy? Where's the daddy? Amen. Who is he? Well, in the text, Paul doesn't mention it, but Timothy's father was a Gentile unbeliever. So the complete picture is this that you have in this text. You got two women, two mothers, who were so strong in the faith that they were not ashamed to share it from one generation to the next. And you also have Eunice in particular, who shaped faith in her son, watch this, in an environment where she did not have male help. Single mothers ought to say something right through here. Amen. She had to develop faith in a son without male help, at least not as it relates to living a life surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Eunice shaped faith in her son, even though she didn't have male help to do so. Now, we don't know what struggles existed for Mama Eunice while trying to introduce faith to her son in an environment where she didn't have the partnership of the man she was married to, but somehow Mama did it. Where my mama did it, said. Where my mama did it. Where my mama does it. Come on. Where are the ladies in here, amen, who have made up in their minds that if I got to do it by myself, just me and the Lord, we're going to work this thing out. Amen. If I have to do it, just me and God, I'm going to raise a son that knows how to be a man, that knows how to put his pants on, that knows how to go to work, that doesn't mind. Where my mama did it, sir? So in this text, Paul will not let Timothy go forward in ministry without first appreciating that when he looks back in ministry, that he is the product of women, of mothers, who introduced the seed of faith to him. And what Paul was trying to tell Timothy was this, that you didn't get here by yourself, but you were nurtured by women, by mothers who exercised strong faith in your life. And so here it is today, May 8th, 2016. We celebrate mothers whose faith has consistently pushed our people forward when backwards seemed easier and more inviting. It is today, May 8th, 2016, that we celebrate mothers. Mothers who nurtured strong faith in sons and daughters, who unfortunately looked out of the narrow window of hope and saw nothing but a future of despair. Yet when they tried to give in to despair, they had mamas behind them reminding them that God can do anything but fail. I said today we celebrate mothers Mothers who held back tears in order to be strong in the presence of their children so that their kids would never know how bad things really were. Today, we celebrate mothers who didn't mind, amen, amen, making ends meet, amen, who didn't mind holding back tears because yesterday's meat had to become tomorrow's gravy. Today, we celebrate mothers. Mothers who bit their lip and took the high ground when they had the right to demand something different, but instead sacrificed and went without so that their kids didn't have to go without. Today, we celebrate mothers. Mothers who kept pushing, who stretched until it hurt, and ran at a pace that now baffles our mind. Today, we celebrate mothers. Mothers who prayed when fighting would have been understandable. Mothers who forgave when judgment would have been appropriate. Mothers who raised their children and then brought to their breast the abandoned children from the very community. Today, we celebrate mothers. Mothers who fed others when there was barely enough food for their own children. Mothers who stretched enough till it became enough. Mothers who made food multiply and carried heavy burdens in the heat of the day. All the while, they never stopped looking like a woman. They never stopped walking like a woman. They never stopped talking like a woman. Today, we celebrate mothers. Mothers who battled big demons, yet kept their grace. Mothers who could defend and protect. And if necessary, would roll up their sleeves and fight for the protection of their children. Today, where are my folk who don't mind celebrating mothers? Mothers who had to put up with baby daddy drama because the man wasn't acting right. Mothers who found a way to rise early, stay up late, go to work, compete in a work environment where men often made more for doing less. Today, we celebrate mothers. And I'm not just talking about mothers who birth children. I said I'm not just talking about biological mamas. There are some mothers up in here who never gave birth to a child, but I think I have some witnesses here that they were willing to serve as surrogates, to help somebody, to feed somebody, to clothe somebody, to help somebody go to school. Come on, let's celebrate our mothers today. And Paul says, Timothy, I can't let you go forward without reminding you that in your background, that in the shadows of your existence, there are two mothers who instilled faith in you. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God for my mother. Because if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be in the church today. I thank God for my father, but my father didn't really start coming to church until I became pastor. But I thank God that as a young child, my mama encouraged me to go to Sunday school. My mama encouraged me to go to training union. My mama encouraged me to know the Lord. And is there anybody here today? Your mama may not be here, but you can still thank God for a mother who instilled faith in you. You can thank God for a mother who told you that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Can anybody thank God for a mother who told you that, baby, you need Jesus in your heart? If you're going to make it in these dark and evil times, you need to know the one who's got all power in his hands. The one who's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Want to make a way for you. Come on, thank God for Jesus today. Thank God for Jesus. Now as I close, let me
This is Jocelyn Jacob, and we have an interview with the Mississippi Mass Choir. You know, they're going to be in Leesville for their Friends and Family Day, and I have that's wonderful, and we're looking forward to that. Everybody in the area is. I have Reverend Garner on the phone, who is the senior pastor of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, and he will be interviewing Miss Lily of the Mississippi Mass Choir. Good morning, good evening. Go right ahead, Pastor Garner.
Take place on May 21st at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. It is a part of our annual Family Day weekend, and we are so excited to be having the Mississippi Mass Choir. We have on the phone with us Miss Lillian Lilly, who is a part of the Mississippi Mass Choir. How are you doing, Miss Lily?
I'm just blessed and highly favored, Reverend Garner. Just so excited about talking to you and looking forward to coming back to Pleasant Hill. Praise the Lord. Remember a few years ago we were there, and we are so excited about being back, coming back on the 21st.
Well, it was in 2011.
Right.
Yes, it was
right.
In 2011 that y'all were with us, and I am here to tell you, I've been a music, gospel music lover all of my life, but I have to honestly say that I have never heard a choir like the Mississippi Mass Choir, a choir that sang with such power and such an anointing. As a matter of fact, I heard you all in New Orleans a few weeks ago at the Jazz Festival, and all of the groups were good. Yes, all of the groups were good, but only one brought the anointing of God under that gospel tent, and in my opinion, and that was the Mississippi Mass Choir. So are you excited about coming to Leesville again?
Oh, yes, we are. We're looking forward to it. We're excited. And we did have the Lord is just, you know, one of our mottos are, one of our things is that we're not the Mississippi Mass. Always put God first, and you can never go wrong when you put God out front, put God first in everything, acknowledge Him. And the Holy Spirit just intervened, and you can't help but just give God all the praise. And that's what we do. And I just thank God, we're so excited about being there and sharing the gospel and songs back in Leesville, and at Pleasant Hill.
Great, great, great. Now, a lot of people are under the assumption that the Mississippi Mass Choir members are all from Jackson. Is that the case?
No, not so. We're all over. We're from all parts of Mississippi. Most of the time when we introduce, a lot of people say all the way from Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson is our home base now, but we have members that travel from all different areas in the state of Mississippi. Because like you talking about up in the Delta, like northeast, southeast. Just from all over the Mississippi, and we have we've always had members from all over the state. That's a part of the choir.
Great, great. Well, we understand. We know that we're going to have about 60 or 70 of the most powerful, most anointed gospel singers that are going to be with us at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church on May 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. for our annual Family Day weekend. And I just want to let the public know that they need to come and be a part of this event. They can buy tickets online at Eventbrite. That's eventbrite.com. And also they can buy tickets at the KYT radio station in Alexandria, as well as Distinguished Ladies and Gentlemen Barbershop on Fort Polk Entrance Road and at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Leesville. Miss Jacobs, thank you so much for giving us this time to talk to Miss Lily.
Yes, and please tell them also that if they want to come in, I'm here every day from 11 to 7. They can call at 484-2500, and we have both the regular and the VIP ticket. I will be glad to sell them to it. It's a lot of excitement going on about it. I know that the place is going to be full to hear this anointed choir from Mississippi. And thank you so much, Miss Lily. Thank you so much, Pastor Garner.
Thank you. And we're looking forward to meeting you and seeing you again, Pastor Garner, on the 21st. We're just asking everybody to come and be, just have a hallelujah good time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much. And we'll...
Okay. Thank you. And Miss Lydia, again, we look forward to meeting you again. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Hope to see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived